The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, hi, my Build Your Tribe friends. My name is Tamara Pullis. I am a health coach from Canada. And every darn time, let me tell you, I listen to a new podcast on Build Your Tribe. And every single time, even if the title of it, I'm like, well, maybe I'm not there yet. I'm there. Because every time there's one tip, at least one little thing I can take, use immediately, and make a step forward in my business. I am one of those analysis paralysis people. I think and I plan and I plan, and I have a tendency to avoid taking that next step. So let me tell you, every time I listen and there's something big or little that I can take and add and see benefit from right away. I also love Charlene's approach, her voice, her way of making me feel like I've got this. So thank you, Charlene and Brock. I appreciate you guys very much. I love these podcasts, and I'm so grateful for the amount of amazing information you're willing to share with everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Charlene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out. All right, Brock, take it away.
Hey, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of Build Your Tribe. In case you can't tell by the sound of my voice, you are currently listening to Brock Johnson, not Charlene Johnson. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about the six things I wish experts would say. These six things that I wish Instagram or social media influencers would be more honest about, say more of, and talk more about. This episode is important for you to hear for two reasons. Number one, it should serve as some kind of encouragement because everything I'm about to say is from the point of view of a quote unquote expert or an influencer, whatever it is you want to refer to me as. So these are some things that I think you should know, and hopefully they relieve some stress for you or help you stop the comparison game that often occurs on social media. And the second reason that you should listen to today's episode is that I'm going to get pretty candid and pretty honest. Some of these things you might recognize as things that you don't say on social media, that you might be scared to talk about on social media. Some things, some vulnerabilities, some honesties that need to take place on your own Instagram, your own social media accounts. And so with that, let's hop right into it. The first thing that I wish more people would say, I wish more experts, I wish more influencers would say on social media is, I don't know. I just don't know. Oftentimes, as experts, we're expected to have all the answers. When people come to us with their problems, or when random DMs come in with a question about this or that, we try our best to answer every single question, absolutely. But I wish more of us would just say, I don't know. It's okay to not know. In fact, I think it's empowering to know that you don't know. Because when you know that you don't know, you know that you have to do more research. That's an opportunity for learning, an opportunity for growth, an opportunity for more experimentation, and an opportunity to better yourself, not just as a social media person, but as a human being. Admitting that you don't know something is tough to do at times, especially if you're an entrepreneur, especially if you're trying to build a business or a following. It's not always super easy to admit, quite honestly, that you don't have all the answers. But it's so important to do that, and it builds so much more credibility. We often think that we'll lose credibility for not knowing the answer to a question. But I think we're actually way more likely to lose credibility if we give an incorrect answer, a false answer, an incomplete answer, or if we just ignore the person altogether. Human beings respect honesty, especially now more than ever online. Our followers, our customers, they want us to be honest with them. And when we don't know the answer to the question, we should be honest with our followers. We should say simply, I don't know. You can add on that I'll keep an eye out. I'll do my own experimentation. I'll research that and get back to you. Those are great ways that you can justify your I don't know. But I think it's time we all stop pretending like we know the answer to every single question and just quite honestly say, I don't know when we don't know. The second thing that I wish more of us social media peeps would say is, I had help. And also with this is, I need help. We as entrepreneurs, as business builders, as influencers, as experts, we like to think of ourselves as solo people, as people who are by themselves, who got to where we got because of our own hard work and our own grit and tenacity. And yes, you definitely achieved a lot because of those traits, but let's be honest with ourselves, we all had some help along the way. Every single superhero in every single superhero movie you've ever watched has had to have some sort of guide or mentor help them out. So for those stuck-up influencers who you see on social media who claim that they just grinded, and they hustled, and they never slept for years, and now they have millions of dollars in a private jet, and they did it all by themselves, and no one believed in them, you need to understand, that's not necessarily true. I'm sure they did work their butt off, but they had some help along the way. They caught some breaks along the way. They had mentors pour into them. They had teachers who guided them in their journey. So don't feel ashamed about asking for help. Don't feel ashamed also about admitting that you had some help to get to where you got. Again, it's very humanizing and it builds empathy and trust in you when you give credit where credit is due. Not taking it all for yourself, but passing it along to the people who truly deserve that credit. I wish more experts, I wish more entrepreneurs, I wish more influencers would say, I had help. And even I still need help. The third thing that I wish more of us would say is, I don't have it all figured out. The other day, I was out at lunch with one of my friends. We were talking about our future, graduation plans, where we're going to end up, what we're going to do for the rest of our lives, all those big, scary Thanksgiving type conversations. And he said, man, it must be relieving to have it all figured out. And I was like, dude, I don't have it all figured out. No one has it all figured out. Of course, I have a plan. I have goals and I have dreams. I do have a business that I started in college, which I am very thankful for, and it does alleviate some stress, but sheesh, I don't have it all figured out. And oftentimes, the plans we make are the plans that are least likely to be followed. It seems like every time I make a plan, it's being changed because ultimately, I'm following God's plan, not my plan. And so I wish we would all just admit that we don't have it all figured out. This kind of relates to the first question of, I don't know everything. I don't know everything that's going to happen in the future. I don't know about every change to Instagram that's going to occur. I don't know about all the new algorithm shifts and adjustments. And I think that when we're honest with ourselves and we admit that we don't have it all figured out, it takes us from a place of stagnation and not learning to a place of constant growth, constant gaining of new knowledge, constantly learning new things because we know and we've admitted to ourselves that we don't know everything. We don't have it all figured out. We have the opportunity to still grow and to still learn. We aren't perfect. That brings me to my fourth thing that I wish more of us would say, especially on social media and especially those people who are Instagram influencers and have like 1.2 million followers and all they do is post selfies all day. I wish they would say, I'm not as perfect as I seem. And I hope you can hear me right now as I tell you, I'm not as perfect as I seem. In fact, I hope I don't come across as perfect. I don't think I come across as perfect. But if I come across as someone who has all their stuff together and always knows what's going on and has a plan and is always one step ahead, I'm not. None of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. And in fact, one thing that I'm really happy about is that on social media, more and more perfection isn't what people are searching for. People want authenticity. They want vulnerability. They want the real you. They want the imperfect you because we know by now that that's the truth. That of the 7 billion people on the planet, 0.00%, zero people are perfect. It's just not humanly possible to be perfect. And so to even strive to be perfect is wasted energy. It's energy spent in the wrong direction. So even that beautiful influencer, she's not perfect. Even that marketing guru, social media, entrepreneur dude, he's not perfect. None of the people you follow are perfect. And so there's no reason for you to waste any time comparing yourself to them or wishing you were as pretty, as good looking, as smart, as talented, as gifted as they are. No one's as awesome as they seem on social media. So please, I implore you to stop the comparison game, because comparison is the thief of joy. When you focus on other people's grass looking greener, you forget to water your own. So please recognize, and I hope we can all take a moment to say, we're not perfect. And no one who you follow on social media is as perfect as they seem. Definitely not me. That brings me to my fifth thing that I wish more experts, influencers, social media entrepreneurs, whatever you want to call us, would say more of, and that is that I struggle. I struggle with what content to post, what content to make, what content will my followers like. I struggle with imposter syndrome. I struggle with consistency, struggle with self-doubt, just generally struggling. We all struggle, and struggling and sharing those struggles is a great way to create empathy, to create trust, to build likability, to have your followers not just follow you, to have your followers not just become customers, but to have your followers become lifers and to really build your tribe, is to admit that you struggle. Admit, like I said in the last thing, is that you're not perfect. Admitting that we struggle is just admitting that we're human. And so we all, from time to time, need to admit both to ourselves and to our followers that we struggle. And finally, the sixth thing that I wish more of us would say is that I make mistakes. I think everyone likes to laugh about the famous Gary Vee mistake that he loves to point out that he made, which is passing up on investing in Uber when he had the opportunity. He loves to bring it up, and I even watched a parody video the other day where they were making fun of him for saying, "I never bring this up, but I had the opportunity to invest in Uber and I didn't invest in Uber." And they kept saying it throughout the video. Very funny video. But that's a mistake that he has publicly admitted to. I wish more of us would admit to some of the mistakes we've made. One of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite books, the book Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink, he says that leaders don't lose credibility for making mistakes. Instead, leaders lose credibility for failing to admit when they've made a mistake. Your followers, your customers, they will appreciate it when you've made a mistake. I will tell you right now about a mistake I made. A few months ago, I released the Focus Formula. It's my course that kind of teaches you how to balance and prioritize and schedule your life the way I do. People are always like, "Brock, how can you balance it all? How can you juggle all those different pins between football and school and life and family and friends and video games and cooking and your other passions and snowboarding and still have a successful business and not drop out of school and not go crazy?" So I created the Focus Formula to teach people how to do that. And if you want to check the Focus Formula out, it's on focusformulacourse.com. But when I first launched that, I made a mistake. I priced it too high and I had a really weird pricing plan. There was like a monthly subscription that went along with it. And with the monthly subscription, you got access to the course, but you could also go to our Facebook group where I would host live monthly trainings. That was a hard sentence to say, but you know, I'm imperfect, so let's roll with it. But anyways, you could pay a monthly subscription to access live monthly trainings on Facebook. But then people were confused, like if they stopped paying the monthly payments, would they still have access to the course? Would they have access to the course only on a monthly basis? Or like, how did that work? Was it a yearly thing? Was it a monthly thing? Did the accounts have different payment amounts based off when they joined? It was really confusing. Really, really confusing. And that was my own mistake. That was my own mistake for not consulting my mentors and for not running that by any test groups or any focus groups before launch. That was just kind of me like, okay, this sounds good in my brain. It makes sense to me. Let's release it. I luckily realized this mistake pretty quickly, and I owned up to it on my Instagram and via email to all of my customers. And I'm currently owning up to it now, but it's important for all of us to admit that we have made mistakes, because when we admit that we've made those mistakes, we keep our credibility and we can start to improve upon those mistakes. We can fix the mistakes and prevent them from ever happening again. We can prevent those patterns, those habits, or just those accidents from ever occurring again. So I wish more experts and influencers would say that I don't know. I had help. I need help. I don't have it all figured out, and I'm not as perfect as I seem. I struggle with X, Y, and Z, and I make mistakes. I hope you realize that every single person you meet, all of these things are true for them. Every single person you follow, all of these things are true from them. Whether they say it or not, these are true, and probably they're true for you too. Once we own up to these truths, we're able to grow and be more successful in social media and our business, and I think in life. But you know, this isn't a life advice podcast. This is just a Build Your Tribe business podcast. But you know, between you and I. But with all of that being said, I should still say you are flipping awesome. I know there were a lot of negative things you might have just heard, but these aren't to say that you aren't awesome and that you don't have your own greatness within you that needs to be shared with the world. So I encourage you to go out there, spread your awesomeness, help as many people as you can, do your thing, and as always, happy networking.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to share something with you before you go, and that is my free guide to understanding the newest features and algorithm updates on Instagram. Instagram is like, it's kind of the place to be. I don't know if you love Facebook. If you do, that's cool. But if you've already made that migration or you know you need to, you need this guide. If you're on Instagram and suddenly things have turned to crickets, let myself and my team fill you in on how to use the newest features and how to take advantage of the latest algorithm updates. We produce a new guide every 3 months based on case studies, our research, and the intel of my amazing social media team here at Team Johnson. We want to share this report for you. I've created it because who's got time to figure all this stuff out? And some of it's like kind of complicated and you don't have time, and I want to save you time. Why not amplify your reach by making life a little easier and understanding how to do that? It's a game. We've figured out the answers and we'd like to share them with you. To get your hands on that free report, just go to shalene.com/IG hacks. Again, that's shalene.com/IG, as in Instagram, IG hacks, H-A-C-K-S.